going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Wayne Cabot, and these are today's top local stories. On his way to Rome aboard Air Force One, President Trump was asked about the federal arrests of two judges accused of shielding illegal immigrants and about cuts to cities that give them legal protection.
We should close down sanctuary cities. We shouldn't have sanctuary cities. And we'll see how that turns out. Sanctuary cities are sanctuary for criminals.
13 states are suing the Trump administration over cuts to education in districts that embrace diversity, equity, and inclusion. One of the states is New York, which faces losing $3 billion in school money for things including helping low-income students and those with disabilities. Here's what the Attorney General Tish James had to say.
President Trump's Department of Education's plans to withhold billions of dollars in essential federal funds from our school unless they certify that they do not engage in diversity, equity, and inclusion programs is shameful.
The Trump administration contends DEI itself is discriminatory. Police say it was a case of road rage that caused the driver of a BMW to rear-end a motorcyclist on the Long Island Expressway. Both vehicles crashed and caught fire on the exit ramp in Queens. The motorcyclist died. Queens DA Melinda Katz telling 1010 Winds.
Road rage is one of those things that never is helpful to anyone. And the truth of the matter is it's never the right way to deal with your differences or to deal with an accident or to, just target one another.
The driver of the BMW, Jordan Rosen, was charged with murder based on evidence in the helmet cam that was worn by the motorcyclist. Other video from Woodhaven Boulevard shows the BMW rear-ending the motorcycle, then running over the victim. The BMW driver had minor injuries. 7 years prison for George Santos, the sentence for the shameless Long Island and Queens former congressman who was in tears when he learned his fate for scamming his own donors and lying to Congress.
Former Congressman George Santos is normally very talkative, but he stayed silent as he left the federal courthouse after sobbing when he heard his sentence, the maximum 87 months in prison. He will begin serving his sentence on July 25th. Nassau County DA Ann Donnelly says Santos is a man financed by fraud.
He is without integrity.
And this veteran says his dog died of cancer after Santos started a GoFundMe for the dog's operation, but then stole the $3,000 raised.
He's crying because he knows that he's got to go away now.
The judge called Santos a liar before her sentence. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
Part of Broadway goes car-free again today in honor of Earth Day. Some of the stars of Broadway are going to be filling that void. Instead of hearing cars honking, you're going to be hearing music as Broadway raises its voice in song. It delights and actually confuses some people, from what the Tony-nominated actor and singer Annika Larson told 1010 Winds.
it is a lot of tourists who have no idea what's going on and are like, wow, why are people singing so fabulously in Times Square? And then it's also devoted Broadway fans. It is a Broadway stars interspersed with students as young as kindergartners this year. And so their families are there so proud of their kids singing in the middle of Times Square. Yeah.
And that's again this morning, 11 o'clock till 3 today at Times Square's pedestrian plaza between 45th and 46th streets. And as you might have heard Paul Murnane mention a moment ago, might be smart to leave the car behind today. Many, many streets in the city will be closed down because of Earth Day as they take the cars away and let the people breathe the clean air. Update now on the lawsuit from New York City Council to prevent ICE from operating on Rikers Island. A judge is extending the pause on the order, meaning it's a win for the City Council for now.
Here's what Council Speaker Adrian Adams is concerned about when it comes to ICE on Rikers.
When New Yorkers are afraid of cooperating with our city's own police and discouraged from reporting crime or seeking help, it makes everyone in our city less safe.
The council claims when ICE was there, they operated with zero oversight. First Deputy Mayor Randy Mastro, architect of the executive order, says here's what it's all about.
These transnational criminal gangs, they're violent, horrible, they're a danger in our city, a threat to public safety, and we're prepared to do something about it.
Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.